the holy name of Mary. There is no name after that of her Son by which men are to find eternal life. This holy name is unknown to the world, the power and the efficacy of this word. Saint Ephrem tells us that the name of Mary is the key to the gates of heaven. No one finds her without finding the Son. There's no such thing as a devotion to Mary without a devotion to Jesus Christ. To find her is to find Jesus, but to find him in the greatest possible measure, to find him fully and completely. And her role in our life as the mother of every Christian is to reveal her Son to us. And so that's why the first instinct of every human person, this biological instinct, is to reach for their mother. A child reaches for his mother. That's the first thing he does. That biological truth is a reflection of this spiritual reality, which is God wants us to reach for her because she is going to be the one who teaches us everything about him. She's going to be the one who shows us who he actually is, who teaches us about his mercy and about his love, because she has experienced it in the greatest measure of any creature, of all creatures together. And it's her job to reveal that to us. And one of the simplest and easiest ways to do that is simply to call upon her name. To hear her name, it doesn't matter how hardened a sinner may be, just by hearing her holy name, their heart is immediately softened. Just at hearing her name, the power of hell trembles in fear. At hearing her name, all of heaven descends to come to your aid. And it makes sense because she's the queen of heaven. She's the queen of earth. Just by calling upon her name, she comes. But like the wedding feast at Cana, she anticipates us in our needs. She goes before us before we even realize that we have a need. Like a mother, she comes and she nourishes us. In the sacred canticles, the Holy Spirit describes the name of Mary as a sweet ointment. She covers us, she protects us, she heals us, but also she emits this great fragrance, that is, she draws us to her Son. And finally, she enkindles, like any oil does, it enkindles fire. It makes fire burn more brightly. And this is what she does with the love of God in our hearts. She makes the love of God come alive in us. She sets us on fire. And this fire is nourished and kindled and grown all the more resplendent just by calling upon her holy name. Thomas Kempis says, "Seek Jesus with Mary. And by doing this, you will always advance in the ways of God. For Mary will most willingly pray for you, and the Son will most certainly grant all that the Mother asks." St. Peter Chrysologus says that the name of Mary is an indication of chastity. And St. Alphonsus says that this means that when we doubt as to whether we have consented to thoughts against purity, if we remember having invoked the name of Mary, we have a certain proof that we have not sinned. In all circumstances, call upon the name of Mary. No matter how intense a temptation is, no matter how painful a moment in our life becomes, no matter how pitch black the darkness may be, call upon the name of Mary, and she will bring sweetness. She will bring life. She will bring light, because she will bring her Son. You cannot say the name of Mary without saying the name of Jesus, and you also cannot say the name of Jesus without saying the name of Mary. But what happens when we say the name of Mary is she immediately turns around and she says her Son's holy name directly to him. When you say the name of Mary, it's like saying the name of Jesus twice. Thomas Kempis says that the names of Jesus and Mary are as powerful as they are easy to remember. If you want to grow in the path of virtue, if you want to leave sin, if you want to put all of hell behind you, and if you want to make all of hell tremble, then I tell you, do this. Call upon her name with confidence. Keep her as a constant companion in your life. If there's someone that you love who is strayed from the path of virtue and doesn't have the love of God burning in their hearts, call upon her name with them in their presence. She is the only one who can melt stone and get them to say the name of Mary, even if they don't understand why they're doing it, or if at first they do it with little fervor and attention. Get them to say her name, because she will soften their heart. The devil loses his grip on that soul. St. Germanus says that you can know if a body is alive because it's breathing. And he says you can also know that a soul is alive if he calls upon the name of Mary. And if at that moment he doesn't yet have the life of God in him, because he calls upon her name, life will soon return. And this is the power of the Rosary. It gets us to and it allows us to call upon the holy names of Jesus and Mary over and over and over again. So pray the Holy Rosary every day. Never let a day go by. Do not put your head on your pillow at night without having first prayed her Holy Rosary. The life of Christ began with Mary and ended with Mary. And as the model of every Christian, our Lord's trying to show us, so too your day, your life, should begin with the name of Mary. And it should end with the name of Mary. It should be filled with the name of Mary, just as his life was.